It's straight up at 8 o'clock, and welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. Delighted to have you with us this morning. And as we've been talking about all morning long, that we know that millions of children and families living in America face hunger and food insecurity each and every day. And not just across America in places that you don't know, but right here in Orange County, and even more specifically right here in Laguna Beach. A couple of people that have been fighting that battle are Second Harvest CEO Harold Herman and Laguna Food Pantry Executive Director Ann Bellier. We welcome them both to the program this morning. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. You both do great work, and I'm looking forward to this conversation. So it was bad before coronavirus, but the effects of coronavirus in the last year suggest that more than 45 million people might have experienced food insecurity in the last year, including potentially about 15 million kids. What have you seen in Orange County? I'll ask Harold first. What have you seen in Orange County in the last year?
Thank you, Ed, and good morning, Ann. Well, unfortunately, you know, COVID has really exposed a broader issue, and it was exacerbated by the economic fallout that we've experienced from COVID. If COVID put us into a coma last year, you know, the economy getting back on its feet is going to take some time. We just don't come out of a coma and go run a marathon. Right. And so the recovery is unfortunately slow, and there are many, many newly vulnerable families. And these are two-income households that might have been 5 to 10 paychecks away from, you know, being in real trouble, that have exhausted their savings, that are behind on rent or mortgage or utility bills, and that are trying to figure out how to make it work moving forward. And so the work of the Food Bank and Pantry Network, which Laguna Food Pantry is a stellar example of for our network here in Orange County, we're wrapping around these families to provide supplemental support that allows them to take those few monies that they would spend on food and redirect them to gas, to get put in a car to go find a job, or you know, to put into other fixed costs in their daily lives. And so the situation is, it's an economic fallout. We kind of see two realities right now. Vaccinations are happening. The sun is starting to come out, especially down in Laguna. I know how busy it is down there. I'm a frequent user of Laguna Beach, and there's an optimism in the air. But there really is also, separately, unfortunately, a very large part of the population that's still trying to figure out how to recover from the last 12 months.
Right. And the last time that Ann and I spoke, we talked about the most impacted families were already facing hunger because they were really just a paycheck away from facing that hunger. In the midst of all of this, and what kind of increases did you see here in Laguna Beach specifically?
You know, Ed, thank you. We've seen, you know, a dramatic increase. You know, right as the pandemic hit, our numbers doubled, and they've stayed consistent through, you know, this over a year now. You know, we've gone over a year, and you know, it's everyday people. I mean, just this week, a woman, a professional who was, you know, a scientist writing for a medical company, writing to get approval for FDA and EU, you know, the European Union approval on, you know, medical devices. Right. She was laid off in July of 2020. She had some part-time work from September to December, reached out again to us just this week and said, you know, I'm struggling. I have beans, I have pasta, and a little bit of cheese. Can you help? Right. You know, that's right here, you know?
It's the face of the hungry has changed.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
And Harold, as Second Harvest continues to work to meet this constant demand for food, there was a problem purchasing bulk food for a while last year. Is that still a problem? And are there supply chain interruptions that you're still dealing with?
Well, fortunately, as the pandemic really reared its head up, as that first case was published in Seattle, you know, we mobilized and we bought, we fundraised and bought 37 truckloads of food, shelf-stable food. And since March of last year, we have not had supply chain. There's been interruption, but I would say we've not had an issue with supply. So we were fortunate we got the jump on that and currently continue to plan accordingly. We have a sourcing team that is very hyper-focused on planning, and we do plan to meet the needs of unemployment and forecast out what we believe we're going to need in food pounds monthly and then also for the year and work that plan. As a result, we've been able to provide some stability from a standpoint of food supply. And our attention, quite frankly, also, Ed, has been nutrition. So even while in crisis, we've actually pivoted as an organization through the crisis, but also moving forward with a much more heightened self-awareness of, you know, how we're procuring our food. So we buy a lot more food today than we ever have. To put it in quick perspective, in our fiscal budget in 2020, we had $980,000 allocated for food purchases. In 2021, which we're in now, we're going to spend over $7.2 million on food. In fiscal 22, which is going to start in July through next year, we're already allocating almost $5 million in food purchases. The reason is to have planned nutrition, quality, fresh, perishable foods available so that mental and physical health and good nutrition is also made available to these pantries. So luckily, while there were issues and prices certainly skyrocketed, I mean, food prices were up 80% last year, but we were able to push through and still get the job done. And, you know, knock on wood, in a place now where we don't see a supply issue, and we will be at the ready and will continue to meet the demand by providing pantry partners like the Laguna Food Pantry with the product they need.
Okay. And as we were talking about this morning, even though this morning's job numbers came out looking good and 900,000 additional jobs, really that's just an adjustment for the millions of jobs we've already lost. That's really, we're still 8 million jobs in the hole. There is still that giant need out there. And our listeners, how can we best help you? What are the things that our local Laguna Beach Food Pantry needs?
You know, our local community has embraced Laguna Food Pantry, and I can't thank everyone enough. It's just continue to support us, the financial donations, food donations, gleaning fruit from their trees, having neighborhood food drives, you know, whatever they can do, we appreciate it. Of course, you know, money talks. You know, we've got great buying power, and you know, we appreciate that. Volunteers, you know, go on our website, you know, register to be a volunteer. We've really been embraced by the community. Laguna Beach has come through for Laguna Food Pantry with open arms, and it's heartwarming. It really is.
It's great. It's great to hear your stories. It really is. And as I turn to Harold, and I know that all factors considered, the food bank has developed a food plan that projects it's going to need about $4 million in donations to feed the increased need here in Orange County. How can we help you specifically?
Well, thank you, Ed. Actually, that number has been revised. It's now down to 2.6 million.
Okay.
That's good.
And that's even since you received our information. We revised the plan monthly to reflect what we're able to find in donated food, as well as revenue that comes in. So we are very transparent with that plan. We share it out regularly, and it's a constant real life document. So numbers gone down, but basically it's the same thing. You know, the community support that really I would say the food banks and the pantry network has received from the community has been astounding. And, you know, we've seen the best of humanity, not only with financial support, but letters, cards, volunteers. You know, Laguna Food Pantry is a great example of that. You should be very proud, Laguna Beach. You have a stellar example of how best practices, let's call it heart, spirit, soul, but also measurable results of what's happening in Laguna Beach in terms of feeding the community. It does come down to revenue, though, and that's for the Laguna Food Pantry or for Second Harvest. And truly every dollar that we're able to receive makes a difference. We convert that dollar into food, and then we push that food out to serve others. So for us, it's visit our website at feedoc.org and consider giving. Thank you.
We're going to keep pushing that here. And I do have a philosophical question for both of you. And if we were sitting around my dinner table with a glass of wine, all of us, and we were talking the philosophy of hunger in America, I would ask you this question. That if we're going to achieve a hunger-free America, we really have to address the root causes of hunger and deepen our understanding of structural and systematic inequalities. You know, they disproportionately impact marginalized communities and people that really need assistance. How would we do that?
You know, Anne, do you want to go first or do you want me to go?
Go ahead.
So, I have some strong opinions on that, Ed.
Please, please. That's why I asked.
So I believe that nutrition, consistent access to nutritious food, especially for young children, is a baseline, is foundational for a healthy community. Hunger is a symptom of poverty. Poverty is the issue. And that's what you're referencing with marginalized communities, because those are typically poor or low-income communities. What we need to do as a community is make sure that we are providing consistent, nutritious food to families that need that type of support. If those young children are filling their bellies with good quality food, then they're mentally and physically fit in school to learn. Their test scores will go up, truancies will go down, behavior will be where it needs to be, they'll be focused. Food does feed the brain. And so that then translates into improved educational outcomes. And that is the answer. Food banks and pantries really are just a like in Maslow's hierarchy of needs, a foundational element. We need to provide that so that these children especially, and I'm referencing children specifically, can learn and be present in school. When that happens, then is secondary education a possibility, or a trade school, or military service if that's their choice, or just a better paying job? And if that's the case, then self-sufficiency follows that, which means we have a shot at then shortening the line and the dependency on food banks and pantries. So for us, that's why we've turned in this direction as a food bank, and we've doubled down. And now nutrition is our absolute North Star, because we see it as a baseline must-have for any of these families, and in specific, young children, to have the opportunity to be able to then leverage education, which truly is the equalizer and the opportunity to realize the American dream.
Wonderfully stated. Wonderfully stated.
Really, truly, truly. And that goes with Laguna Food Pantry's philosophy. From day one, we, you know, have committed to making sure each person that goes through our line receives a gallon of milk, a dozen eggs, fresh produce, a well-balanced now box of food. You know, but that is our board's commitment. That is at the heart of Laguna Food Pantry, nutritious, free food for anyone in need.
I can't think of a more important conversation we've had here on the program recently, and I want to thank the both of you for being here. I want to send a shout out to Sandy at the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce for tying this all together. Thank you very much, Sandy. We've been speaking this morning with Second Harvest CEO Harold Herman and Laguna Beach Food Pantry Executive Director Ann Bellier. If you missed any portion of it, it'll be up on our podcast page a little bit later on. To the both of you, I admire the work you do. I will continue to help, and we'll push forward. Thank you so much for being on the program this morning.
Thank you,
Ed. What a pleasure to speak with you always.
Thank you so much. 8:17, it's the Mornings with Ed Show.